AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hundreds of people hit the streets of Baltimore, cleaning up the mess left by looters and arsonists overnight. Police say one person is in critical condition after being burned in one of the deliberately set fires. Of the 235 people arrested, more than 200 are adults. Chad Weaver traveled from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to one of the hard-hit areas in order to help.
I think a lot of it is just that pent-up anger, the rage that's inside. And the only way I believe it can be changed is through forgiveness and through healing, through love.
Baltimore police, backed by National Guard troops, state troopers, and officers from other parts of Maryland and Washington, D.C., have been deployed around the city to prevent another night of violence. The Baltimore Orioles, after postponing last night and tonight's games, will play the Chicago White Sox tomorrow afternoon in an empty Camden Yards. The team has also moved its three-game home series against the Rays to Tampa Bay. The Supreme Court hears arguments for and against state laws that block same-sex marriage. John Birch, the attorney for the state of Michigan, says the justices were receptive to his argument that federal courts should not overturn the will of voters in his and other states.
That's not the job of the federal courts, nine people, to step in and decide for the whole country what something as important as marriage is. And that you do have to let the people decide, or otherwise you lose the very democratic principles our country was founded on.
Greg Burke, one of those suing the states to allow same-sex marriage, feels the court will overturn those laws.
We truly believe that the justices, when they looked down on all of our plaintiff families, they saw real people, they saw real lives, and they saw so many love stories.
A ruling is expected in late June. Sources are telling the AP that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will run for president as a Democrat. This is AP Radio News. President Obama, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe say they are confident a 12-nation Pacific Rim free trade deal can be reached.
After talks here, Abe noted through a translator, America and Japan are the Trans-Pacific Partnership's biggest economies.
We welcome the fact that significant progress was made.
And the president said he's confident they can nail down a deal.
I know that the politics around trade can be hard in both our countries, but I know that Prime Minister Abe, like me, is deeply committed to getting this done.
Obama faces opposition from organized labor and Democrats in Congress to this new trade deal across the Pacific, while Abe must overcome resistance from the Japanese auto industry and farmers. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Nigerian army says it has rescued 200 girls, nearly 100 women, from a forest that's a stronghold of Boko Haram, but it cannot confirm if any of those freed are the schoolgirls kidnapped by the militant group a year ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.